I was curious, like, how you kind of came across that story and how you decided to make this film about it.
A photo of Edith and Eddie had gone viral because they were being called America's oldest interracial newlyweds. And a friend actually texted me a picture of them that she thought that I would just appreciate. And my heart like leapt out of my chest when I saw the photo, and I just kept looking at it and I wanted to see more of them. So I looked into who had posted the photo and contacted a journalist. Then one thing led to another, and I was invited down to Virginia to meet them. In the beginning, I thought that it was a sweet love story about this couple who had been reawakened by each other. And, you know, they met each other late in life and they had a spark. And then it pretty quickly took a really dark turn.
You kind of have these expectations of what your project is going to be. And then all of a sudden, all these unexpected things start happening. And what was going through your mind, and how did your project change when all of that was happening?
That's part of the adventure of documentary, is that you set out to make one story and often you end up with another. And being there and witnessing Edith being taken out of her home against her will and her right, you know, I had a sense that something awful was going on there, but I didn't know the magnitude of it. And it actually took because I didn't know anything about the legal guardianship system. So I was in complete disbelief witnessing what was happening with Edith and Eddie, and then in even further disbelief to find out that this is actually an epidemic that is happening to elders all across the country. And I really want this film to help open a conversation not only about honoring elders and elder rights and elder abuse, but also specifically about the flaws of the legal guardianship system, which I think is like, it's a vein within, you know, elder rights and elder abuse that is very specific and that a lot of people just don't know about.
And you started as a journalist, right?
I did, yeah.
How has that been different for you?
As a journalist, I was always told to, you know, just be an observer. And when it comes to filmmaking, you know, you really are immersed on a whole nother level. Going with your heart is key.
The more I've learned about documentaries and watched different filmmakers and heard about their styles, it's kind of struck me that like filmmakers kind of set their own individual code of ethics. So some filmmakers are heavily involved and even can become like characters in their films, while others try and like be more reserved.
Yeah, and it's interesting to hear you say that, because I don't appear in my films at all. However, I think that my heart like bleeds through all of the work, and it was bleeding pretty heavy on this one. And so even if the filmmaker themselves doesn't have a physical or, you know, audible presence, that the lens is still conveying that.